Sorry, someone was asking me if they can make a phone call. It said the phone is going to be busy after 1 hour, for 1 hour. I don't know if it will be live for 1 hour. If you can find some Sridandi Maharaj or Shamarani Didi, we can do some live katha. But let me explain you what's going on in here. Of course, today is the last day of the Parikrama. Today is the Garpunima. And of course, there's also the solar eclipse. Very auspicious day. We're supposed to be fasting till 7 p.m. and that's when we break our fast. It's as compared to yesterday. Yesterday was very rainy, cold, and soaked day. Today is nice, bright, and sunny. Very, very sunny day. Very nice day. Well, yesterday was still better. It was a little challenging. So I'm inside the temple complex here. For those of you who have not been here or have been here but have not seen the actual temple, I'm just going to explain you how this building is coming up. And as I also will be keeping my eyes open for any Maharaj who can do some katha in English. So as you enter the gate, main gate, on the right side, just right across as you enter the main big gate, there is a three-story guest house. It's a pretty big, massive building. So those are the guest house. And then as you walk past that guest house, which is immediately right as you enter the temple complex, then are the makeshift, they have put up like makeshift shops, the pandals using the cloth. So immediately after the guest house is the registration, where devotees, those who come, they're expected to register. And then we have two small shops. One was for homeopathic clinic. That was a charitable clinic, which was run by a local doctor here. And then another one was a clinic that we set up for Bhakti Pragyana charitable medical services. So we did those services for the last 2 days, almost nonstop, from 5 to 11 or almost midnight yesterday. And then there is a food stall. One Prabhu is selling hot milk, juice, soda, sandwiches, and all that stuff. And then immediately after that is the temple. So there is a temple. Right now it's closed. And I'm not sure if that's the permanent place for our temple, but that's at least a temple for now, because the construction is still under progress. And then right after the temple is where there is a small, not really small, but not very huge as well, where the devotees sit. And right across, like at the very far end, is a raised platform where Gurudev and other sannyasis come, and Gurudev gives his evening katha, harikatha. So that's on my right. On the left is again another structure coming up. I'm not sure. Seems like it's not going to be rooms. Seems like, I'm not sure, but could be the temple could probably move there. More like a hall, I guess, when like the next parikrama comes in. The local devotees, those like people come here in thousands and thousands, like 10,000 or more. So they can stay in these halls. I'm assuming like dormitories, like huge. So, but everything is still under construction. So I was speaking to devotees who were here last year. They said they have done a remarkable job what they saw last year. And just in the matter of 1 year, I'm like, a lot of construction has happened. So I'm assuming by next year, it's still going to be much more in a better completion. So there's some bhajan going on. I'll try to bring you like 10 minutes, 15 minutes bhajan as I look for sannyasis who can give us some harikatha. So here's some lecture from the temple.
Thank you.
Is the room clear for the bhajan?
Yes, I can hear.
Page 125. तुम्हारी कथा इन हिंदी
I'll be back.
Thousands of avatars of God every day, new avatar. But when you ask them for evidence, they're silent. They have no evidence.
This verse is the one that we should all memorize. And Prabhupada
Guruji.
Eh? You got her.
Come on, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Oh. Udhar hoga hai. Gurudev.
Gurudev. Yes, Loka, take it up, sir. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take luck to Gurudev. श्लोक में शब्द है कहते सुमेधस्थ सुमेधस्थ का तात्पर्य होता है कहते पीटे जिला कहते कलयुग में लोग कई तरह तरह सारा दुनिया पूजा कर रहे हैं आइए मेरे गुरुदेव जी जगत गुरु ये भगवान 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 सारा दुनिया बोलते लेकिन श्लोक में कहते जो सुमेधस्थ कलयुग में जो बहुत ही बुद्धिमान है जो पीटे की होंगे हाँ मूर्खों लोगों के लिए मैं नहीं बता रहा हूँ वो बुद्धिमान के लिए बता रहा हूँ वो क्या करेंगे इसको उपासना करेंगे तो किसान मतलब होता है जिनका अंग की कांति किसान मतलब होता है जिनका अंग कांति जिनका शरीर का रंग कहते वो क्या है कहते और कृष्ण मतलब कृष्ण नहीं कृष्ण मतलब काला काला नहीं हाँ मतलब यही कृष्ण मतलब कृष्ण नहीं फिर क्या है गोरा हाँ मतलब ये नहीं मतलब ये है काला नहीं मतलब वो देखने में काला नहीं मतलब क्या है वो देखने में गोरे नहीं इसलिए बोलते हैं वो काले नहीं है इसलिए अकृष्ण मतलब कृष्ण नहीं वो गोरे हैं और क्या करेंगे जब अकृष्ण गोरे हैं और उनको साथ में कौन कौन आएंगे तो उनका परिकर को बताते हैं कहते सांग पांग अस्त्र पार्षद कहते उनको साथ में उनका अंग होगा कहते उनका अभिन्न स्वरूप कौन है कहते उनके साथ में अभिन्न स्वरूप राधा रानी भी उनका अभिन्न स्वरूप भी है अभिन्न स्वरूप राधा जी भी है और अभिन्न स्वरूप उनका बलदेव प्रभु भी है राधा जी भी है बलदेव प्रभु इसलिए उनके साथ में दोनों भी आते हैं इसलिए अभिन्न स्वरूप में जब राधा रानी का नाम लोगे उनको साथ में गदाधर पंडित भी है अभिन्न स्वरूप रूप में जब हम श्री बलदेव प्रभु को ग्रहण करेंगे तो वो कौन होंगे कहते श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु भी उनको साथ में इसलिए बताए उनको साथ में अंग है और उनको केवल अंग नहीं कहते उपांग भी है कहते उनका जो उपांग मतलब उनका जो प्रकाश है कहते वो कौन है कहते ये एक में तो उनका अंग एक नित्यानंद और अद्वैत दोनों भगवत तत्व है ये दोनों अंग में आ गए कहते उपांग में आते हैं उप अंग उसको जितने सारे परिकर है कहते परिकर में कौन है कहते श्रीवास आदि जितने सारे भक्त लोग हैं ये उपांग में आते हैं और उसके साथ में कहते जितने सारे भगवान से बगैर अस्त्र के तो कोई आए नहीं राम का धनुष है कृष्ण का चक्र है सभी कुछ ना कुछ अस्त्र है नारायण का शंख चक्र गदा भस्म है यदि इनका अस्त्र क्या होगा तद अस्त्र में रखिए हरिनामानी तद उनका केवल कलयुग का अस्त्र होगा हरिनाम रूपी अस्त्र है लेकिन ऐसे का अस्त्र है वो उसी अस्त्र से ज्यादा काम करने वाले हाँ धनुष और चक्र से भी ज्यादा काम करने वाले ये अस्त्र है उसको द्वारा उन्होंने किसको मार दिया
बहुत बड़े बड़े दैत्य हमारा हृदय में बैठे हुए हृदय में जो दैत्य बैठे हुए उसको उन्होंने हरिनाम प्रेम कर दिए इसलिए उनके साथ में जैसे हरिनाम उनका अस्त्र है जब उनका पार्षद कौन है जब उनका परिकर कौन है जैसे गदाधर तो राम आनंद स्वामी जब ये सब के सब उसको परिकर हो गए जब ये तो हो गया परिकर है फिर तो उन्होंने करेंगे क्या वो क्या करेंगे कितना बोला ही बोलता
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hey, Isha Prabhu, still there? Isha Prabhu?
So, Mini Maharaj asked this question, that what is the worshipable duty of Kapila? How will he perform process of devotional service in Kapila? So, in the answer of this question, Navi Yogi, they give the shloka. This shloka, the Kapila is asking everyone to memorize. And in this he says the first Tume Dhaka. In this world, we have used the word Tume Dhaka. And Tume Dhaka means very intelligent. Because in Kali Yuga, there are so many incarnations. If anyone who gets little bit of perfection from the city, he announces that I am Bhagavan. And I have some followers who announce that especially the confidence is in Bengal, you will find so. Not only in Bengal, everywhere in India, there are so many Bhagavan, Mataji, Amaji, and some so many are, you know, they have because they have some kind of yoga, something like that, they attract the people, and, but those who are intelligent will not fall into the trap of this ego. Those who are very intelligent will not fall into the trap of this ego because they follow the, they get the evidence, they get this evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Srimad Bhagavatam said that the purpose of devotional service in Kali Yuga is perfection. And the incarnation of the Yuga is not black, not Krishna. He's not black. He's not black, that means he's gold, fair, or golden complexion. This is the first quality of the demon. And then he will not come alone. He will come with his associate. So the first Anga. Sango Parvo. This word has along the Anga, along with his Anga and Upaka. Anga means, what is his Anga? It's Baldev Prabhu of Nityananda Prabhu. And Upanga, those who have manifested from Nityananda Prabhu, or Baldev Prabhu, are the other of the states. Anga is Nityananda Prabhu plus Advaita Acharya, because they are Mughal cycles. And Upanga is all association muscles. Those are the Srivas Adi of Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Srivas Adi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then, Parshad. This is Parshad. Parshad is a Satipati. Those who are attending from the Satipati of Mahaprabhu. And that is Srimati Madharani, the form of Vidalya Pandit. And all the Arjunis and Satipati who are attending in the form of and he has also said that in all other incarnations, Lord comes with his weapon. And Ramchandra, he is holding a dhanush, a bow, an arrow. And Krishna, Radha Krishna also, he is holding a chakra. But in this incarnation, he is not holding any astra, and he is delivering them by the means of Sankirtan. And yesterday in Vidaya Bhai Leela, everyone was, that's how the channel of Prabhu, he delivered Madari and Madari Mahaprabhu. So I was said to do Sudarshan Chakra, but the channel of Prabhu stopped him and said, no, in this incarnation, they have found it that he did not hold any weapon. So in this incarnation, Mahaprabhu has converted the heart. He has converted the heart of all those who are demoniac mentality. He has not killed them, but by the means of Vrindavan Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He has changed their hearts and they have become devotees. And the examples are Jagari and Madhai and Shankar.
So Ratanam Prabhu is doing the katha in Hindi and then other devotees are translating in English. You still there, Itadas Prabhu?
कभी वहां पर कभी कृष्ण वर्णम पिशाच अकृष्ण हो गया
इसे प्रभु
ये फोन पकड़ के ऐसे खड़ा रहेगा
चम्मच डालते हैं कि
ये फोन से सब दुनिया में जा रहा है, किसी को फोन देना नहीं और इधर से जाना नहीं, हम किताब लेके आते हैं, फोन देना नहीं और जाना नहीं, ठीक है। बस यही कर रहे, माइक से आ रहा है, ठीक है, जाना नहीं और देना नहीं, देना नहीं जाना नहीं,
आग चलती वो क्या है, हृदय से जो भावनाएं प्रकट हो रही थी, जो प्रेम प्रकट हो गया, वही शादी। इसलिए यहाँ पर ये हरिनाम संकीर्तन को यहाँ पर यज्ञ सत्र बताया गया है। इसलिए कई युग में जो बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति रहेंगे केवल इसी मंत्र को द्वारा उपासना करेंगे। इसलिए आप लोग इसको अच्छे तरह से याद कर लेना का एक एक जो शब्द है कई युग में हरिनाम संकीर्तन तो द्वारा ही उपासना करनी चाहिए और केवल महाप्रभु के पास जाए, ये इसको बहुत अच्छे तरह से यहाँ पर बता रहे।
What I'm explaining in detail is that we are continuing Tisha Varnam Krishna, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. So what is the function, what is it to do? He is chanting these two Varnas.
आएगा ना, मिल जाएगा,
नहीं
बस मैं आता हूँ।